Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, Indiana Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle called it a shocking day. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier indicted as part of an investigation into insider sports betting. Former league MVP and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups part of a separate investigation into what law enforcement officials are calling a mafia-organized rig poker game, and many of them. Former Bucks guard Damon Jones also arrested providing insider information. We welcome in ABC's investigative reporter Peter Haralambos. Peter, let's start with the charges here. Billups and Rozier making their initial court appearances on Thursday. What were the federal charges handed down?
Yeah, so this is really a sprawling case, and we're dealing with specifically charges of wire fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. These are kind of serious charges, and the allegations themselves are looking like they're going to be a real challenge to defend, in particular because it's such a sprawling case where you might actually have people pleading guilty and cooperating with the government, all of that making harder for them to eventually fight off this case if it goes to trial.
So I'm looking at the indictment right now, and it's just, I mean, this is, I feel like this is another story this week that feels like it could just be ripped from the movies. United States of America against, it lists the names, and it says, also known as Spanish G, another man known as Flapper Poker, another one known as The Spook, Juice, Black Tony, and Sugar. It goes on and on and on. When you dive into these poker games that were rigged, can you explain the technology that they were using? Because this is some high-tech stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even if this case related to some no-name average shows that you've never heard of, no celebrities, it would still be ripped out of the pages of a Hollywood movie just because this technology is so wild. And then on top of that, you do have these NBA players. You have a dozen members of the New York Mafia. So the technology specifically that they used, they had an array of things. So they had these X-ray poker tables where it would basically tell you who had the winning hand. They had special lenses that could read kind of hidden messages on cards. They had rigged card shuffling machines, which basically predetermined the outcome of these games. And as this game went on, basically the information from those tools basically would be sent remotely to someone who was in a completely different area. That person would then text someone who was at the table, telling them basically, okay, this person has a hand that's going to win. And that person then would use old school techniques, such as hand signals to kind of tell the other people who are in on the game, who is going to win. All of that, helping net more than $7 million. All of that, especially when you consider the fact that these are at times really wealthy players. You know, we're talking about Chauncey Billups, a very well-played man. You're talking about Damon Jones, another person who's made a ton of the money in their lives, participating in these schemes to make allegedly just an extra buck.
I mean, it reminds me of a scene out of Ocean's 11, right? You've got Topher Grace playing poker with some people from Hollywood who want to be near a celebrity. Well, it's kind of the same idea here. People are drawn to the athletes. They want to play with them. They think it's kind of cool. There's some cachet there. And ultimately, it's rigged. They end up losing tons of money, and not everybody wants to pay. They feel like they're caught up in some sort of scheme here. What happened? I didn't lose all this money legally. But it's also a bad idea to get into those situations with the mafia who resorted to violence, Peter. That's another angle to this story.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it because that's exactly right. So the mafia was involved in paying people like Billups and like Jones to attract people to these games. And then when people couldn't pay because they'd been scammed, they used violence to actually get the money out of them. According to prosecutors, this was described by people inside the scheme. These players, these people who would attract and legitimize these games, were called their face cards, and the victims of these schemes were called fish. And basically, these games happened across the country. We're talking about the Hamptons, New York, Miami, Las Vegas, and basically just use these high-profile individuals. As you said, it's cool to play a game with a well-known athlete, with a well-known coach, to lure people into this scam. They would get scammed out of their money because they had no shot of winning the game, and then when they couldn't pay, they were extorted with violence.
When it comes to that mafia connection, how involved was the mob? Were they just enforcing debts, or were they running this whole show? Allegedly,
they were basically. Sorry, yes, of course. They were basically running this show from start to end. They were paying people like Billups and like Jones to attract people to these games. They were helping run the games. And then when they couldn't get their money from these people, they would use violence. And it involves, at this point, at least 13 mafia members, according to prosecutors. Those were among the people indicted yesterday from three different crime families. We're talking about the Bonanos, the Gambinos, the Genovese. These are, you know, heavy-hitting mafia members in New York who allegedly participated in this and profited from this. And it really just raises the specter. And coming back to this idea that this is like straight out of the movie, you know, the combination of the technology, the NBA stars, and then these mafia members, you know, you could not make up a more compelling kind of crime here.
The Rozier case is not as sophisticated, but it is interesting. You can go back to 2023, March of 2023, Terry Rozier had no props bet listed all day at the sports books. He was never listed on an injury report. All of a sudden, his prop bets get listed late. There's a slew of activity around this mildly obscure player in the NBA. Everybody bets the under. He plays the first quarter and mysteriously comes up with some sort of foot injury. Surely nothing shady going on there, Peter. And I'm sure you've seen it on social media. You can search Terry Rozier's name, and there is clip after clip from a particular game where he looks like the worst basketball player in the NBA, just throwing passes to nobody, dribbling off his knee, throwing the ball out of bounds. Like, it is so bad, it's obvious.
Yeah, it's really just remarkable. And we know specific games where this allegedly happened. March 23rd, 2023, he was playing at the time for the Charlotte Hornets, and he basically told his friend, hey, I'm not going to finish this game. I'm going to fake an injury. And that friend then placed a bet that he was going to underperform, and that bet yielded $200,000. A similar thing happened again where he kind of notified someone else that other members on the Blazers would sit out on a game with the Chicago Bulls. And all of this kind of being done on these, on these public sports books, something that you and I would bet on if we just wanted to put a few dollars on a game, was being manipulated with inside information. And beyond that, just kind of making the entire thing unfair, it's remarkable because, you know, yes, sports betting is legal in the United States and most states. But in this case, there's a huge paper trail here, and it's really easy in a way to identify when there's something irregular happening. As you said, you know, someone who has no prop bets suddenly having a lot of money put on them, that is suspicious. There is a trail of activity that prosecutors can identify, and even though it's no longer being done under the table through a bookie, you know, there are still ways to manipulate this, and there are, if anything, a much bigger array of evidence that could be used to prove a case like this.
Yeah, in these cases, and I know we're talking about two separate schemes here, really, but one of the games has a Milwaukee connection. It was a Bucks-Lakers game back in February of 2023. A tipster allegedly told a co-conspirator, get a big bet at Milwaukee tonight before the information is out, referencing information that wasn't public, Peter, about a very high-profile player, LeBron James.
In terms of how high-profile we're talking about Damon Jones, someone who's been associated with the Lakers for a long time, a friend, a teammate of LeBron James, basically knowing that LeBron James was going to not be playing in a particular game, and then sharing that information. We're talking about some of the biggest stars now in the NBA. If in this case, LeBron was not aware of this, but still, this knowledge about his game, his medical status, being used to place inside bets, really casts a huge shadow in a way on the entire NBA, because you're talking about multiple people, multiple stars, and even if the biggest stars aren't necessarily implicated, they're still being used as part of this scheme to make money and cheat the entire market.
I imagine when these guys begin in the league, they sit down and the coaches tell them, hey, don't get involved in stuff like gambling. What do you think this case tells us about the growing overlap between pro sports, gambling, and organized crime right now?
Yeah, I think it just really validates the idea that this kind of stuff happens, even though I think, commonly speaking, people think that sports betting is fully kind of above board and legalized. There are still kind of nefarious things that happen, and to the extent that people kind of speculate, the mafia is not around as it used to. They don't exist in a force in society like they do kind of in the old mafia movies. That's not necessarily true either. The mafia still exists, especially here in New York, and still has an influence on things. And they're creative, coming up with new ways to make money. And in this case, they're using top-line technology, those x-rays, those fancy glasses, those machines to to shuffle cards to certainly come out with millions of dollars. So I think at the end of the day, this is kind of a warning shot across the NBA. Certainly players and coaches will be kind of on notice that this kind of stuff is being enforced. And they'll be on a lookout for it in a way that, you know, theoretically creates deterrence.
Well, yeah, the sports books caught the irregular activity on Rozier the day that it happened. He didn't play the rest of the year, and many in the NBA believe that the NBA pulled him. It wasn't an injury, that the NBA caught wind of it and was like, nope, you are done for the rest of the year. That'll be an interesting story to follow as well. ABC's Peter Haralambos. We appreciate it, Peter. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks so much for having me.